Syracuse University is closely monitoring the coronavirus outbreak and its impact on study abroad programs, as well as international students. Officials made the decision this week to suspend the academic program in Florence, Italy, after infections were reported to the north. Senior Vice President for International Programs Stephen Bennett says their concern was sparked by Italy's aggressive approach to containment.
They were restricting travel in and out of affected communities. And it became very clear to Syracuse University and to the other study abroad providers in Florence that we were facing a situation where our students might get trapped in Florence, and that's a bad outcome.
About 220 SU students will not return to campus until after spring break, consistent with the CDC's 14-day incubation period guideline. He says the university continues to monitor the coronavirus risk near all of its study abroad programs and are all prepared for a drawdown if needed. Meanwhile, on campus, Bennett says hundreds of students from mainland China are worried about family and friends at home, including about 50 who are from the epicenter in Wuhan City. He says all of them face a dilemma.
They're already thousands of miles from home. They're already wondering, can they go home this summer? If they're graduating seniors, what are they going to do? So the university is actually thinking about that, thinking about creating options for our students from mainland China who may not want to return home, whose parents may not want them to return home.
Bennett says a team is working to keep their visa status and arrange housing, education, and employment opportunities in Syracuse. Meanwhile, he says SU is launching a prevention campaign that includes hand washing, hand sanitizer, and disinfectant wipes. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WIER.org.